USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Ukrainian military says Russia has been beefing up its forces and trying to probe Ukrainian defenses. The military adding that the Russians also continue their attempts to take control of Mariupol. This as the United States and Poland are set to hold joint military drills. Russia has blocked off Ukraine's southern coast so the country is isolated from any trade or travel coming through the Black Sea. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall explains how this could have a worldwide impact.
A third of the wheat's exports, about a third of the world's fertilizers pass through the Black Sea. And that's going to have a ripple effect as those exports are stopped. Typically, those exports go to Africa, to the Middle East, where there's already food insecurity. Where there's food insecurity, there's going to be starvation and famine.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
According to the latest Rasmussen Reports poll, 61% of likely U.S. voters believe that violent crime is on the rise, and 47% believe that President Biden has done a poor job in handling law enforcement issues. A full 81% of respondents say they believe the issue will be important in the November midterm elections, including 46% who say it will be very important. Nearly two-thirds of voters say the Hunter Biden laptop story is important and believe the president was probably involved in his son's foreign business dealings. An investigation into stomach illness likely linked to Lucky Charms is continuing. The Food and Drug Administration saying they're looking into a link between a stomach bug and Lucky Charms cereal after hundreds reported feeling sick after eating the cereal to IWasPoisoned.com. The website saying this is the largest amount of reports a single product has ever received on the site. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Three very rich and lucky civilians safely reached the International Space Station on Saturday after being launched Friday as part of the first ever all-civilian crew mission conducted by SpaceX.
SpaceX Endeavour, we copy all. We're happy to be here, even though we're a bit late, and looking forward to the next chapter. Thanks for all the great work.
The three businessmen are paying $55 million apiece to be part of the mission. They will be in space for 10 days and will help conduct experiments. Pro-abortion advocates are cheering a move made by the Maryland legislator.
State lawmakers in Maryland voted to override Governor Larry Hogan's veto to expand abortion access. The law, which will take effect in July, allows other medical providers like nurse practitioners to perform abortions. It also mandates the state provide $3.5 million a year to train providers on how to perform the procedure and requires most insurance plans to fully cover abortions. Hogan, a Republican, said in his veto announcement Friday that the bill would set back standards for women's health care and safety. The Democratic-controlled legislature overrode the governor's veto on Saturday. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Golfers getting ready to tee off in Augusta, Georgia for the final round of the Masters. Tiger Woods with a 6-over 78 on Saturday, currently sitting in 41st place. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.